With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Welcome to the latest edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It's a special edition today because we're going to be looking at the subject of the CHL, the Champions Hockey League, announcing that two Elite League teams could get places in the competition next season. That's the two teams that finished first or second, and it could mean, if things remain as they are, Brayhead Clan could be set for their first taste of European action next season. Now, the Elite League, as I said, have been handed two places in next season's prestigious competition, with a further place for the playoff winners going to the Continental Cup under the auspices of the IIHF. Now, Elite League Secretary Andy French believes it's a step in the right direction for the game as a whole in the UK. He was very much talking things up today. But now we're going to get a word from the Clan Director of Hockey Operations, Gareth Chalmers, to explain Brayhead Clan's position and what it could mean for the club if it were to happen. Here he is now, the Director of Hockey Operations, that's Gareth Chalmers. Gareth, exciting news about the CHL from a club perspective. What will it mean for Brayhead Clan?
It's a major step forward as an organisation for us. Obviously, we've got to finish in the top two first, which is still our aim. And if we do qualify for it and get into the Champions League, it's a pretty big step forward for us. In terms of revenue, there's very little effect on us. But in terms of if moving forward as an organisation, it's good to get into such a good competition and get us into the European scene, get some big European teams into the Brayhead Arena. So it's a very positive and good step forward for us.
Now, in terms of the league as a whole, and you've worked in another team and you've worked around the league now for a number of years, Brayhead Clan notwithstanding, I mean, what can it do for the profile of the Elite League as well?
Well, I think one of the problems we're having in the UK, working as an agent, I get to see quite a few different perspectives, and one of them is the British game hasn't got a very good reputation in Europe, and that's just... It's going back to the Super League era in theory. A lot of countries don't respect the UK, and I think Nottingham have shown this year that we've now got a very solid competitive league over here in the Elite League. And I think people have had their heads turned a little bit this year, especially if you look at Nottingham and how they beat Hamburg on home ice. That was a phenomenal result in terms of where we stand in Europe, and I think us. You know, I think us getting a second spot shows how much we've turned heads here. We just need to build the Elite League's credibility back up, which I think we're doing now. And it's all down to just, you know, keeping our own in the competition and progressing and being competitive. Nobody's going to win the competition or get anywhere near winning the competition from the Elite League, but it's all about growth and progression. And you know, I think European leagues and teams and governing bodies to an extent probably need to take the league a little bit more seriously. So
in saying that, is the CHL now a natural progression for teams that do well in their own leagues now instead of the Continental Cup as it was before? Although that's still running, you know, the Champions Hockey League is seen as more lucrative, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I think... When I found out that the top two teams were going to go in next season, I thought it was a great idea. I must admit, it's a big risk financially for any team to go into competition. But if teams can afford it and they make numbers stack up, it's great because not only are you competing for the league title now, you're also competing to get a Champions League spot. And to me, it's a big incentive for a lot of teams now. It's ideal if you finish in the top two, you can go into the Champions League, and then, as the PR said this morning, the playoff winners will get in the Continental Cup. And if the winners of the playoff finish from first or second in the league, the third place team now goes into the Continental Cup. So I think it's a great progression for the league. It just, you know, it's as I said before, it's a big financial risk for a lot of teams. So as long as the teams can afford it, I think it can only be a positive thing for the league.
Now, you talk about whether teams can afford it. Without knowing any figures or getting into any great detail, can Clan afford it?
Yes. Thankfully, the ownership here are very supportive of what we're trying to do. So the ownership have given us the green light that if we finish in the top two, that we're 100% going in. I'm not going to hide the fact that it's going to be extremely expensive for us. It's not a cheap venture at all. And I would imagine that there'll be a considerable amount of money invested to go into the competition if we do get there. Just to give people an idea, there's very little revenue in the competition at the moment, so it there's no benefit to us at all of going into the competition and raising extra money, because that just doesn't happen. It's purely just, it's a long-term project for the league, going into the Champions Hockey League, and over time, as the competition grows, hopefully, you know, they'll get more sponsors on board, and there'll be more revenue there for the clubs, hopefully. But for this time, it's purely down to the fact that the ownership want us to progress into the competition if we're finishing the top two. And I think you've got to give them credit for that, because they see the progression that's going on at the club, and they want to support it going forward.
Now, one last question. It's to do with, obviously, Brayhead Arena. Now, we all know when it gets to September time, obviously, Brayhead Clan have to vacate the arena to allow for other events to go on. The fixtures of the group games, if Brayhead Clan were to make it, you're talking the last couple of weeks in August and perhaps the first couple of weeks in September as well. Will this be an issue for Brayhead Clan if they were to qualify?
No. The way we've actually got the schedule already for the group stage, and the way things actually lie currently with the fixtures and what's being scheduled, is we'd actually, it would fit in perfectly with what we've got to work with the arena. As we all know, we get dizzy on ice for 4 weeks from about the second week of September. And the schedule for the group stage is from middle August until very early August, so it shouldn't have any effect on what we're trying to do at all. It would be very similar to what we normally do with an Aladdin Cup weekend, so we'll probably play two home games to start the season, and then we'd be out the arena for a month and hit the ground running with our Challenge Cup and Elite campaign. So it has very little effect on us, to be honest.
Well, certainly exciting times by the sound of it, having spoke to Gareth there regarding the CHL. That's all from Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications today. If you want to keep up to date with the latest news at Brayhead Clan, go onto the club's website, brayheadclan.com. Like us on our official Facebook page or join us on Twitter. Follow us at Brayhead_Clan. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back on Saturday for Brayhead Clan taking on the Dundee Stars. Face-off is at 7 o'clock, and it's a night where Brayhead Clan can win the Gardner Conference if they get the 2 points against Dundee. Look forward to that one. Thanks again for listening to Clan Radio. Thanks to Gareth Chalmers for taking the time to talk to us tonight. My name's Craig Anderson. Bye for now.